This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 30th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Justice announced its approval of the merger of Delta Airlines and Northwest Airlines late yesterday afternoon, just over 6 months after both airlines announced their plans to join forces against a shaky economy. The Justice Department's Antitrust Division issued a prepared statement which said, in part, quote, "After a thorough 6-month investigation, during which the division obtained extensive information from the companies, other airlines, corporate customers, and travel agents, the division has determined that the proposed merger is likely to produce substantial and credible efficiencies that will benefit U.S. consumers and is not likely to substantially lessen competition," unquote. Delta is acquiring Northwest in an all-stock transaction. "We're paying higher fares to ride the airlines, even though the predicted wave of mergers never materialized. The Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics reports fares rose 8% year-to-year in the second quarter of this year. BTS says the average domestic itinerary fare in the second quarter was $352. But going back to 1995, when statistics were first kept, second quarter airline fares have increased only 18.5%. That's way behind the overall inflation rate of 44.4 during the same period. Of the top 100 airports based on originating passengers, the highest second quarter average fares were in Cincinnati. The lowest fares in the top 100 airports were at Dallas Love Field, not coincidentally the headquarters of Southwest Airlines, followed by Burbank, Houston Hobby, Chicago Midway, and Oakland. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters seized the opportunity presented by the BTS numbers to argue for slot auctions at busy airports to fight congestion in lieu of caps, which would serve to protect existing operators. Quote, "Even though caps can cut delays, they also eliminate competition. And without competition, airfares rise. Competition is the key to lower fares. And slot auctions are the best way to get new airlines to serve New York's airports while caps are in place," unquote. Peters noted that while average domestic airfares in the second quarter were up 8%, fares at capped airports increased more. The average airfare at Newark Liberty International grew 16%. Caps were put in place there in May of this year. The Government Accountability Office has ruled the DOT does not have the legal authority to undertake slot auctions. Boeing released details of its 2008 current market outlook for the China region yesterday, forecasting a market for 3,710 new airplanes worth about $390 billion over the next 20 years. Randy Tinseth, Boeing Commercial Airplanes VP of Marketing, commented, quote, "China will continue to be the fastest-growing aviation center in the world, requiring 41% of the entire Asia-Pacific region airplane demand. This makes China the largest market outside the U.S. for new commercial airplanes," unquote. Boeing predicts China's air travel and air cargo market growth will cause its fleet to more than triple to 4,560 airplanes by 2027. That's about as many airplanes as are in Europe today. Worldwide, Boeing projects spending of $3.2 trillion to buy 29,400 new commercial airplanes for delivery during the next 20 years. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The IAM releases a few details of its proposed contract with Boeing. The NTSB adds EMS safety to its 2009 priorities. And EASA issues an AD for MD-80 series aircraft. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll revisit the life story of aviation's only ant with Clyde Morris cartoonist Wes Olszewski. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.